USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hosting an event at the White House with law enforcement officials, President Trump says his administration is pro-safety, pro-police, and anti-crime. The president also talks about the painting of Black Lives Matter on a street outside Trump Tower in New York City.
They want to do Black Lives Matter signs outside of Trump Tower. They ought to spend their time doing something else.
Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday ordered every county in California to halt indoor dining and bars, as well as shut down churches, gyms, and hair salons for 80% of the population as the state struggles to control its coronavirus spread. The hardest hit counties in California seeing the toughest restraints, including most of Southern California, as well as the Central Valley and San Francisco Bay Area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the coronavirus pandemic could be turned around in 2 or 3 weeks if people would wear face coverings and practice social distancing. Colorado is a state that continues to see more cases of coronavirus. In fact, Denver may even have to shut down. Jared Polis, the Democratic governor, telling everyone,
if you're somehow waiting to wear a mask till the governor tells you to, I hope you've heard that I'm telling you to. And if I haven't been clear, I'm telling you to wear a mask.
The Washington Redskins announced their retirement. The name Redskins and are coming up with a new team name. Well, that may be a little bit more of a challenge, as a man residing in Alexandria, Virginia, filed a trademark for numerous names that the team could be changed to. For example, he's filed trademarks for the Washington Red Wolves, the Washington Tribe, the Washington Red Tails, and the Washington Potomacs. The man's filed those trademarks since 2014 and even set up merchandising operations for all the names. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Black Lives Matter march in Washington, D.C. turned anti-Semitic as protesters began accusing the Jewish state of murdering children. Israel, we know you. You murder children, too, protesters chanted at one point, following this with alternating chants of Black Lives Matter and Palestinian Lives Matter. This news after we hear that convicted terrorist Susan Rosenberg is on a board tied to Black Lives Matter funding operations. Former NYPD Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik says Rosenberg is bad news.
Well, Susan Rosenberg, in 1985, when you look at that photo, she was convicted of possessing hundreds of pounds of explosives. She was involved in the Brinks Nyack robbery, where two cops were killed and a security guard was killed. She was involved, her and her organization, the May 19th Communist Organization, they were involved in a number of police assassinations, bombings, the U.S. Capitol bombing, the Naval War College bombing, and a number of others in the United States. She was a radical revolutionary, and she was let out of prison. She was commuted on the last day of President Clinton's term in office after 16 years in prison. She was given 58 years in prison. And now she's out. Who does she work for? Black Lives Matter.
Kerik speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.